Across Britain, there's a fly tip every 30 seconds. That's 112 every hour. 2,700 every day, and nearly 1 million every year.
Criminals. Criminals.
Our garbage costs £57 million to clear up.
There's a never-ending amount of rubbish.
But there's an army of waste warriors who've had enough.
If I had my way, I'd drag them down there and make them clear it up themselves.
Inspectors.
If you don't get this right, you could kill somebody.
Enforcers.
Now, what I have to do is issue a fixed penalty notice.
And grime busters.
It's actually borderlining on a biohazard.
Who will stop at nothing to nail the dumpers.
I'd guarantee it'd be jail time if you could find out who it was.
And mop up the mess.
That's not the first time I see the piss in the room.
It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it.
You've got about 6 foot solid of wet wipes.
It's definitely not the most glamorous job in the world, this one.
This week on the Frontline of Filth, Enforcement Officer David is dealing with an unexpected kind of punishment.
Is that a harness for a dog, do you think? Or do you think that might be something else?
That won't fit my Jack Russell.
Grimebusters uncover the dark side of life in the fast lane.
What they do is they have a poo down there and then they put the tissues over the top of it.
And former police officers Ray and Alan are fighting grime and delivering a devastating blow to the abandoned vehicles of Devon.
They've had plenty of notice and they haven't bothered before now, so they're just going to get crushed.
It's Monday morning and farmer Alex should be ploughing his field. Instead, he's dealing with this.
One earth, are you leaving it in the countryside? It just makes me feel